Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Now, this doesn't apply to us because we're both on time.
Pretty much
99.999% of the time.
And if I'm going to be like more than 1 minute late, I text you guys.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to be a couple minutes late. Next minute, 3 minutes past one.
But you didn't need to text us. 3 minutes. But a boss has gone to new levels to stop his staff from coming in late. I'm going to give you some details up next, but I also want to know, what's the latest you've arrived at work? You can remain anonymous. Already, we've got one person saying 1 hour late because of car problems. I think that's going to be the biggest cause,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I reckon.
Flat tire, broken down car, overheated, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
1 hour, it's bad, but I don't think it's that bad.
Do you reckon that could be? Oh, see, for me, an hour late to work, I couldn't think of anything worse.
But as a once-off, like, it's not like every day, right?
Oh,
if it's
know,
once in a year, it's like, that's not too bad.
I just remember while I was late for work once.
Why?
This time last year, getting my tattoo.
Oh, actually, it does ring
a
bell.
Do you remember? I think I was about 20 minutes late because I'd got my tattoo.
Now, the reason we talk about this is because there is a boss that's gone a little bit of hot water online. Here's the note that he left the staff in the staff room, okay?
Oh, so he's left it as a note as well. Oh, yeah, that's a bit passive-aggressive.
It is very. New office rule. For every minute you are late for work, you will be required to work for 10 minutes after 6 p.m. So 6 p.m.'s the knockoff. For example, if you arrive at 10:02 a.m., you will have to stay an extra 20 minutes until 6:20 p.m.
Nah.
That's the rule.
No way.
Obviously, his staff have been very angry, and they're the ones that posted it online, and everyone's talking about it. But, so if you're 1 minute late, that's 10 minutes.
Is he standing there watching? Or do you reckon they have like have to clock in?
Yeah,
it
must
something?
Be a clock-in system, and then it just works it out. And it's like,
hack
you
into
have
the
to stay.
Clock-in system and set it behind 5 minutes.
And then everyone's fine.
Then everyone's fine.
So that's a bit intense.
It really is, because some people were like, have their commute down to, like, the minute. What if you're on the bus or something? Then the bus is late by, like, 2 minutes late.
And then you've got to stay 20 minutes.
Yes.
And then you've got to catch the wrong bus home.
Exactly.
Or maybe the buses have stopped. It's late at night.
Right. So they're just all out. That's not fair.
Your kids are waiting. They're like, where's mum?
She was late
where's
to
Dad?
Work.
Yeah.
They're still at work.
Who's cooking?
No
Who's
one's cooking.
Picking me up from school.
Yeah, you're homeless now. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. But text us 0429 985 985. What's the latest you've arrived at work? Would it be 20 minutes for you?
I think so. Okay. That was last year. Other than that, I think I was late for school once because we missed a bus.
Right.
But that wasn't our fault.
But we're the wrong people to talk to.
I know. We are the wrong people. Even Talana, she's an early bird as well.
Yeah.
Inika's given us a call. Inika, how late were you?
I was an hour late to my own daughter's first birthday party.
Your own daughter?
How?
Yes. Well, her party was at a park about 20 minutes drive from where I live. And everything was ready. Everything was in the car. I locked up the house and then I realised the car keys was in there.
Oh, no. So did you have to break into your own house?
No, I tried, but I couldn't get in.
Oh, no.
So I had to call someone to come pick me up.
Oh, no. But was that a lovely party in the end, Inika?
Yeah, it was good.
Do you know, 1 hour late.
Evan and I lock ourselves out of the house so much, we now have a lockbox attached to our house and spare keys in it.
Are you serious?
You're serious.
Wow. More texts coming through. 5 hours late, overslept, and missed the bus out to the mine site for work. Woke up late, then still had to get dressed, eat, pack lunch, and drive out 30 minutes.
Oh. He does say, I did call my boss as soon as I woke up, and they were pretty chill.
Ah,
but
fuel.
5 hours.
Must be very, very tired.
Yeah, and James says, 2.5 hours late. The manager was not happy at all, but understanding because he had to cover.
Yeah, you'd be pretty annoyed.
You would. Some ripper stories coming through.
Yes, one here from Mirren says, I was woken by a phone call one morning when I was a teacher. My line manager asked where I was. I looked at the clock and I was horrified to see that I see that the school day had started 15 minutes earlier. After an awful night on insomnia, I had eventually fallen into a deep sleep. Even turning my alarm off in my sleep, I was at work 15 minutes from the call.
That's,
very embarrassed.
I'm impressed that she must have just gotten up, gotten dressed, and gone.
Out the door. Now, this one here from Nelly. Hi, Beck and Giselle. I was late years ago in Sydney, and when I finally got to work, my boss was so furious with me. But when he saw my face and the tears, I guess he got over it. Basically, the bus driver she was on, and she was in the back seat, had just unfortunately run over an old man.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so she had to sit there with him when the ambulance came.
Wow.
And that's why she was late to work. If you ever had an excuse to be late for work,
that there is an excuse.
That is it. And then she had to find another bus to get to work.
Oh, no.
I know.
I'm glad you still went to work, Nelly. That's impressive.
Well, she did go to work, and then he said, okay, no, you can go home. She's like, nope, I'm going to pull it together.
Oh, that's impressive.
And she did. Wow. Commitment. Pay rise needed, I think, Nelly.
Definitely.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.